Although today, August 27th, is Thursday, practice was run like it would be Friday, a little bit more fun incorporated into practice. Coach Quinn is trying to get the team in routine for a normal Sunday game. I'm Ashley Rose for AtlantaFalcons.com, and with Roddy White out due to an elbow scope, that leaves room for other wide receivers to compete both in practice and in Saturday's game for first-team reps.
Some of the guys that have really stood out, Nick Williams, I thought, has just really been on it in camp. I've seen the improvement from Hardy. I thought Hankerson is just, you know, he's having a good camp like he just had it, you know, through the off season. So he was one that jumped through to me. And then Devin had a foot that bothered him for a little while. And it's great to see him back and going again, too. So soon we'll have everybody back together, but not yet.
Both Leonard Hankerson and Nick Williams are candidates for that wide receiver slots, both new to the team this year, but not strangers to each other. Both played under offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan when they were all with the Washington Redskins in 2013. And in week 11 against the Eagles, Williams made his career debut scoring a two-point conversion, while unfortunately Hankerson went down in the same game with an LCL and an ACL tear in his left knee. The two trying to get as many reps in front of Quinn as possible.
Me and Hank were friends in Washington, and to come in together, playing the same position, knowing the offense, so it's been cool to have a familiar face. And now Tyler Palumbis, Rex, and Chris Chester as well.
Hankerson did not know that Williams had signed until he got here to Flowery Branch, but was extremely happy to see a familiar face. Something to pay attention to in Saturday's game will be that backup quarterback slot. Now Rex Grossman will not be playing, but Quinn will be all eyes on both Sean Renfrey and TJ Yates.
I'd say specifically from TJ, we'd like to see the accuracy improve in the decision making. So that would be the specific for him. And then for Sean, I'd say just more time in the offense, more urgency at the line of scrimmage. Those would probably be specifically the two things from those guys.
The Falcons are on the road this weekend against the Miami Dolphins, and that game is Saturday, August 29th, and it's set to kick off at 7 p.m. You can check right back here to AtlantaFalcons.com for post-game interviews and highlights from that game. Thanks for joining us on The Branch Report. I'm Ashley Rose.